Steve, I imagine you can take a lot of positivity out of that performance despite the fact you're out of the cup tonight.
Yeah, it's hard to accept. I think I just said to my players, it's possibly the best ever goalkeeping performance I've seen at the New York in its short life. The boy Declan Rubb had some, in the second half, had some heroic saves. And our goalkeeper to stand up and make one or two saves as well. I think it was a game of some clear-cut chances at both sides. Must have been a fantastic cup tie to watch. And then I genuinely thought when we got the goal, after being so near on many occasions, I thought we'd certainly take it to extra time, but not to be. But that's how we want to play, it's how we like to play. We can lose football matches every week here, but as long as we give our supporters a return for the money, and we've done that tonight.
Given how many chances you've created in this game, and you've talked about it is going to take a time, that it's a new squad that are coming together, do you think there's real signs there that they are now starting to gel?
Well, Alex made five or six changes tonight, as I thought he would have done, but he's brought in Premier League footballers. And if they're no Premier League footballers, they'll win the Championship every season if you put them together. So that's a real test for us, and it's certainly a real test when it's 1-0 and we're laying siege to the goal and we go 2-0 down against the run of play after the boy Rudd has made two heroic saves in the space of a minute, and then you go 2-0 down. But we said about keeping a shape and keeping a discipline. We got the goal back, and the only disappointing thing is we don't then go and equalise, because we've made enough chances to equalise, and another night we would have done. But I've just wished Alec and David McNally every success in the competition, and of course in the Barclays Premier League. They're good people, and they're a fantastic football club.
The big chances as well, they're not half chances, aren't they? I mean, the Derbyshire one which got away, and then at the end Green's had a great chance to make it 2-2, hasn't he?
Well, Paul Green makes, the one thing he does do is he gets on the end of things in the box. His conversion makes him that he misses more than he wants to score, but he continues to make the runs, and that's what we ask of him. It's a fantastic ball by Chris McGuire. It's a stunning ball into the box, and he knows at least he should hit the target. But the two saves that the boy Declan has in the first half from Jono, the header and then the strike from just inside the box, they're both Premier League saves, but that's why he's at a Premier League club.
How pleased are you with Jonathan Clark-Harris? Because you said a couple of weeks ago he needs to show me more. He then got his opportunity, and then since he's got into the team again, Steve, he's looked bright, hasn't he?
Well, I think he's been great again tonight. He got very tired late on, as you would expect from a young man who played 90 on Saturday again tonight. But I've never had my liking of Jonathan Clark-Harris a player, but I just reminded him, and so did the staff, that if he drops it, he goes out. Simple. If he drops it, he goes out. That's how he can play. Playing like that, he's a top player in the Championship, playing like that. But he can come in, and when he walks about in training, and he'll be committed, and he knows that now. So we're covering all ground here. Since we've had the chat 10, 12 days ago, and he came into the office and had his cup of tea and his digestive, he made it clear that we were going to see a Jonathan Clark-Harris that wanted to earn the right to be here, because he was on his way out. Simple. And I've always said, when somebody sits in your office and asks for a chance, like big Adam Collin did, you give them a chance. I thought both lads took it tonight.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Adam Collin. So, someone that the fans have asked an awful lot about to see him given an opportunity. He did quite well tonight, didn't he?
Yeah, he'd one or two blocks. We need to look at the first goal, of course. It's gone across him. But that's been harsh, because it looks to be right in the corner. But I thought Adam done well tonight. His distribution was good. His handling was impeccable. And he made two or three super blocks himself. And we're pleased for the big man. People think because he went out the team that we don't love the boy to bits. He's a big reason why, of course, we're in the Championship. But you have to play like a Championship player if you want to play at Rotherham. You can't play like a League One player. I hear people say, well, we split up the League One squad. Have a look where they are. Have a look how the results are going. Have a look at the performances are. They're great players in League One. If I was a League One manager, I'd be going to try and sign them and knocking on the door. But there's a difference when you step up to this baby. Completely different. And the people that don't know that simply don't know football if they don't realise it.
On Adam Collin and with Roos as well, what kind of things are you going to consider then over the next 3 days to decide who starts against Fulham?
Well, I think the one thing that no one's in any doubt at the New York Stadium is Steve Evans wants to win football matches more than anyone else that ever comes into the stadium. More than anyone else. And my chairman said it to the vice chairman 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago. He eventually found a manager who wanted to win more than the manager put £40 million in. I want to win football matches for this football club more than I want to live tomorrow. That's simple. So I will pick the best team I can to try and beat Fulham on Saturday, and that's going to be tough. They've beaten Sheffield United 3 tonight. I've just had a quick phone call from a guy who watched the game. It could have been plenty more. So that's the quality of opponent we're playing here, a team that's probably the third or fourth biggest spenders in the league.
obviously Derbyshire had the chance, but then immediately afterwards had another one of those terrific saves that you've talked about from Rudd to prevent him getting the goal just after that. Is he frustrated? Is he down? You know, what is he like after a couple of moments like that in a game?
Aye, but it might be down tonight because of the chance when he nicks it off the goalkeeper and sails it over the bar, and everybody in the ground's waiting for the net just to nestle when he puts it in. But Matt Derbyshire's worked incredibly hard for the team tonight. He's covered every blade of grass. His effort, the save from Declan Rudd, I'm behind it, I think it's in the net. And I think probably most of the main stand did as well. So, but it didn't. But Matt Derbyshire will keep getting to take the chances. He'll keep wanting to make the runs to get the chances. And we said to Jono tonight, Jono scored on Saturdays. He said a header, probably should score the first header tonight. He said another great strike. But if our strikers are prepared to keep going in there, then we're prepared to keep putting players on the pitch that's going to try and service them, because this is a big league we're in, and people that get misguided in that sometimes, but it's a big league. But I go away tonight, I went away from Queen's Park Rangers, thought we produced a real good performance probably for the first part of the game and then the latter part, but I go away tonight, I think probably first 15-20 minutes tonight we found our feet a little bit, but I think from 60 to 70 minutes towards the end of the game, halfway through the first half, we were top class. And I've just spoke to the chief executive, who thinks they're very fortunate to be in the next round. But as I said, we'll wish them every success.
On that, you know, in many ways you want to go through, but was it the performance that just mattered more than anything tonight, Steve? You needed to take some momentum into that game of the weekend.
No, I would rather have won 1-0 and been rubbish. We were very good and go at the cup. There's not many people in the stadium, including the Norwich fans, who I thought were great tonight. There's not many of them who drive home or think other than they're going to be lucky. Norwich could win the cup, because if they get that luck for two or three games, they'll win the cup, won't they? But you know what? The manager's a good guy. He's a good man. And I spent a lot of time with him in the summer, and I really, really do wish him well in the fight, not only in the Capital One Cup, but in the Barclays Premier League. And the clubs are closely linked at senior level, and that's a good thing because it's two great clubs.
Just to finish, the usual names are being linked with you. We've got a week to go until the transfer window closes. How close are you to doing some business then?
Well, it's quite interesting. I was talking to Alec Neil about our journey to the pro licence, and we're both not going because we're both a business to do.
So you've got a lot on?
Well, we've got business to do. I think our chairman is very supportive. He's, you know, is what we're trying to do. We're trying to get a certain type of player in, Rob. We've seen some good players here. People question whether the squad's better than last season. Well, it's night and day, really. But you have to prove it. And at the minute, everything that could go against us, you know, is going against us. We looked on Saturday at Queen's Park Rangers and we put it back to 3-2 and we see a penalty. Of course, I get the call the next day from the Referees Association saying they've looked at it, it's not a penalty. The week before, it was Forest away when it is a penalty for us and a red card. I've had that call. But they mean nothing. All we want the referee to do is get the big decisions right. I think the referee tonight got the major decisions right, so we've got no complaints about it. We go at the cup because we didn't take our chances.
Thank you.